This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 31% have a favorable view of the Koch brothers, but that includes only 10% with a very favorable one. 45% share an unfavorable opinion of the Kansas-based businessmen, who since their early libertarian days have funded numerous conservative organizations and think tanks, with 26% who regard them very unfavorably. Law enforcement leaders to reduce crime, made of 200 current and former chiefs, sheriffs, and prosecutors, argued for sentencing reform that would save $723 million over 10 years by focusing on more violent offenses and not just law and order. Researchers are confused why there are regional differences in doctors' preference for back surgery when there is no evidence that such surgery is effective. Medical authorities are recommending stay active and take 2 aspirins. Trump and some of his spokespeople have claimed voter fraud in New Hampshire, but 2 former Republican state chairs, one of whom is a current national committeeman, the former state attorney general, secretary of state, who's been in for 4 decades, and others say there is none. Republican governor has also denied it. Number of retirement age Americans taking at least 3 psychiatric drugs has more than doubled between 2004 and 2013, even though almost half of them had no mental health diagnoses on record, researchers have reported. In a bizarre incident, President Trump, Japan's Prime Minister Abe, and their families and security aides discussed the North Korean missile test in full view with no security protection in the dining room of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, while other diners watched, took cell phone pictures, and posted to Facebook, stirring incredible reaction from both Republicans and Democrats. A union election is being held at the Boeing assembly plant in South Carolina on whether or not 3,000 production workers want representation by the International Association of Machinists. Critics are arguing that the Grammy Awards suffer from a lack of racial inclusiveness and note that more and more black artists are neither attending nor submitting their music for consideration. DuPont announced a $671 million settlement for thousands of people in Ohio and West Virginia over a chemical used in making Teflon that got into drinking water. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.